Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 32. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Hallo, ich bin Thomas.
Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Sehr gut heute. Dankeschön, Marc. Wie geht's dir?
Ja, auch sehr gut.
Das freut mich zu hören.
Und ich freue mich auf unsere neue Kapitel.
Auf unser neues Kapitel, ja, das Kapitel.
Das Kapitel, okay, auf unser neues Kapitel, ja?
Ja, ich mich auch. Mal schauen, was Lucy und Marian heute machen.
Ja, so as you know, we're following the story of Lucy and Marian as they get their exam results and what they're going to do with their exam results and where they're headed and so on. So last time we heard how they got on, Lucy did a little better than Marian.
Ja, sie hatte 14 Punkte und Marian nur 12.
Ja. Aber alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter, also bisher zumindest, ja.
So next up, what we're going to do is listen to the chapter for today and then we'll talk a little about it. Also, bist du bereit?
Ja, Marc, lass uns anfangen.
Sag mal, Marian, hast du auch die E-Mail vom Wohnheim bekommen? Ruft Lucy ihrem Zwilling bei offener Tür zu. Wenige Sekunden später schmeißt sie sich samt Laptop neben Marian aufs Bett und hält ihm ihren Bildschirm vor die Nase. Die Diashow zeigt Bilder eines kleinen Zimmers mit zwei Einzelbetten. Schlicht, aber praktisch eingerichtet. Mit Gemeinschaftsbad und einer großen Küche für die ganze Etage. Marian betrachtet die Bilder mit einem unruhigen Gesicht. »Du steigerst dich schon wieder rein«, meint er kleinlaut. Worauf Lucy ihn entgeistert anschaut. Du hast doch jetzt keine Zweifel, oder? Wir planen unser Studium in Kalifornien schon seitdem wir klein waren. Das war immer unser Traum, an Mamas alte Uni zu gehen, wo sie Papa kennengelernt hat, näher an Mamas Familie zu wohnen, Amerika zu erkunden. Wir haben doch schon alles fertig geplant und gebucht. Und bisher hast du noch nie gesagt, dass du doch nicht hin willst. Ich finde doch nur, dass man auch einen Plan B haben sollte, unterbricht er Lucys Redeschwall. Es kann ja locker sein, dass meine Noten nicht ausreichen. Erst jetzt wirft Lucy einen Blick auf seinen Bildschirm und sieht eine Reihe geöffneter Fenster voller Universitätsrankings und Kurslisten. Sie klickt weiter durch die Bildergalerie, als hätte sie ihren Bruder gar nicht gehört, und wechselt das Thema zur Zeugnisvergabe, die am Abend stattfinden soll. Bist du schon fertig mit deiner Rede? Fragt sie ihn beiläufig. Jedes Jahr eröffnet die Schülerin oder der Schüler mit dem besten Deutschabitur des Jahrgangs die Zeugnisvergabe. Marian kramt zwischen den Heften und Papierbergen auf seinem Schreibtisch ein vollgeschriebenes Blatt Papier hervor. Nach einigen Minuten Stille, in denen Lucy die Rede ihres Bruders staunend und vor sich hin murmelnd durchliest, umarmt sie ihn und fügt hinzu: Die Uni, die dich nicht nimmt, weiß nicht, was sie entgeht. So, ich muss mich langsam fertig machen. Wir müssen um 3:30 los.
Okay, so it seems that perhaps Lucy is a little more excited and enthusiastic about the whole idea than Marian.
Yes, she's very, very, very positive and very excited and is planning a lot of things already. Well, Marian is still doubtful if it's enough. So it starts with Lucy throwing herself. She schmeißt sich onto Marion's bed with her laptop and she's showing him some pictures of like student accommodation, ein Wohnheim.
Yeah, but he's not quite convinced, is he?
No, he has an unruhiges Gesicht, like an uneasy face. And he says like, oh, you're kind of like getting ahead of yourself. And she does not take that very well.
Yeah, because she kind of takes his uneasiness the wrong way.
Yes, she thinks he's having general doubts and explains to him that it was always their dream to go to America, to go to the same university where their mom was, and that everything has been planned and booked and that he never mentioned before that he doesn't want to go.
But I think he's simply worried about his grades, isn't he?
Exactly, he comes back to that and he's just thinking like, if it's not enough, he needs an alternative plan. So he's just not putting all his eggs into one basket, basically.
Exactly. So Lucy kind of changes the topic, I think, at that point.
Yeah, she kind of actually ignores his worries a little bit and changes it to the Zeugnisvergabe.
Yeah, well, what's that? That's a new word for me.
So Zeugnis is the word for a school report, which you normally get at the end or like twice a year from the school. And the Vergabe is the handing out of the school report. And if it's your last year, it's a big thing because it's basically your graduation papers that you get. And she's asking him if he has prepared his speech already.
So why is he doing a speech? I didn't quite get that.
And she says that normally the pupil who has the best result in the German class does the speech to open the Zeugnisvergabe.
Ah, okay. So that was Marianne.
Yeah, exactly. And he's already written it. He looks for it a minute and then Lucy reads it and she's totally convinced. She says something very nice at the end.
I think I understood that. So say again the line that she said.
Die Uni, die dich nicht nimmt, weiß nicht, was ihr entgeht.
So the university that doesn't take you doesn't know what's going past it, doesn't know what it's missing.
What it's missing, exactly.
That's nice. Okay, so that is our second chapter. We will find out a little more about what happens next time round. And of course, we will be going through this chapter in detail in our bonus episode, which we're just about to record. However, before we get there, Thomas, there is time for one little thing. So Thomas, what is our Kleinigkeit for today?
It's a longer Kleinigkeit today. It's jemanden auf dem falschen Fuß erwischen.
Right, so erwischen is to catch.
To catch, yeah.
Uh-huh. So to catch someone on the wrong foot.
Yeah, genau.
So what's going on?
It means that you catch somebody like... at the wrong moment. So he's maybe thinking about something completely different and you approach him with something and he's like maybe a little bit taken aback or not expecting it. So he's like surprised and I actually struggle to find like a nice way to say that in English. I don't know if you can.
Could you say to catch someone off guard?
Yeah, that's probably the meaning. So they're thinking about something differently. They're not prepared for whatever news or event is happening.
Yeah.
And that catches them, yeah, off guard.
So I guess if let's say we were in a meeting and you're in a team meeting and my mind was wandering and someone else is talking and they turn around to me. So Mark, what do you think of that?
Yeah, then you could say like, oh, du hast mich auf dem falschen Fuß erwischt. Like I have no idea. I'm not thinking about that. Where did that question come from?
Okay, so du hast mir auf dem falschen Fuß erwischt.
Genau, und du hast mich.
Mich. Genau, accusative. Okay, so it's accusative. Du hast mich auf dem falschen Fuß erwischt.
And actually, when I chose this Kleinigkeit, I was thinking about the moment where Marianne tells Lucy, oh, you're maybe getting ahead of yourself. And then she's completely taken aback because she did not expect that sentence from Marianne. So yeah, that's why er hat sie auf dem falschen Fuß erwischt.
Sehr gut. So we will try to use that in our German discussions. I hopefully won't lose track in a meeting at some point this week. But at least I'll know how to say to you, Thomas, that you caught me off guard. We will go through the whole text together in our bonus episode. We're just about to record that. You can find the bonus episode along with the lesson notes, the video version of the lesson, and the bonus translations at coffeebreakacademy.com. So head over there if you'd like to take advantage of the full Coffee Break German course.
Sehr gute Idee.
Also, vielen Dank, Thomas.
Sehr gern geschehen.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.